Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. 9 days left to the NFL draft. 9 whole days until Christmas during the spring, where the whole future of the Cardinals will come down to one decision or a cluster of decisions, depending on what they want to do with that number one overall pick. Fox Sports 910 contingent here. Alex Clancy, 1-4 on the Freaks. Bo Brock, 4-7 on the Drive. You need to check out the Locked On NFL podcast. The Locked On NFL podcast is now rated the number one NFL podcast after the Locked On podcast draft that we did. It was a mock draft of the first round. For those who don't know what the Locked On Podcast Network is, it's a group of podcasters from all over the country that have one specified team that they talk about. We're obviously Locked On Arizona Cardinals. There's Browns, Bucks, all 32 teams, NBA, college football, and
it's
now baseball.
Brand. It's Locked On.
It's what we do.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Your team every day.
Right. It's tailored to your team.
Yeah.
If you're a Cardinals fan, you're listening to Alex and I.
Yeah.
And you're probably taking away, wow, that guy Bo knows what he's talking about. That guy Alex, I don't know what to think about what he has to say.
I mean, I
say.
Feel like more it's they take naps when you speak and, you know, they're revved up, getting ready to go. I'm their morning coffee or whenever you listen. So, Locked On NFL, all of us did the mock draft for the first round. Everybody had one pick. It was called the draft room. Check it out because you get about 3 minutes per team and they make the decisions based upon what they think would best serve their specific team for the future. Correct?
Right. And we were privileged, right, to make the pick for the Arizona Cardinals.
After what we went through last year.
Number one overall.
We deserve it.
Nobody else got the pick of the litter. We got it. And normally that's a big deal. I mean, it's still a big deal, but there was extra weight on this one because there was no clear cut. I can imagine last year it was probably pretty tough. I don't know if the Locked On Podcast Network did it last year. I think this is the first one. This is the maiden voyage. This was tough. This was a tough decision because you have to do your best in separating fact from fiction.
Well, because there's so much weight on one side of this pendulum at this point, if I can speak.
Sure.
Guiding more towards Kyler Murray. Usually I can't.
I think that
we've said
what people will find by listening to the Locked On NFL podcast and the mock draft is they'll realize that there was heavy fallout after we made our selection.
Yeah. I mean, when you draft Dwayne Haskins number one overall, it's a little. Is that not what happened?
Don't do that.
Is that not what happened?
They're already on full tilt right now. They're already chasing it, and you're gonna throw in a Dwayne Haskins.
Jonah Williams is a great number one overall pick. So, yeah, Alabama, Crimson Tide.
Remember Jonah Williams was actually in the discussion.
Have they played a game since then?
Way back when.
Has Greedy Williams played a game since then? It's so funny how the stocks rise and fall. Just. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody's played. You have a little, you know, a little depiction of.
He was just a twinkle in our eye.
Yeah.
He wasn't even in the conversation.
He was on the Oakland Athletics.
Yes.
You know, he was already in the Pacific Northwest. He was already in the Northwest.
He's gearing up for spring training.
So.
He was coming to Arizona for a different reason.
If you've listened to Bo and myself over the last, you know, ever since. Ever since Nick Bosa declared for the draft, he's been our guy. Mm-hmm. You know, there have been we report things that have been either put out on the Twitter sphere.
Let's change that up. I don't think he's been our guy. He's been the guy. He's been the top prospect, number one team picking overall, Cardinals. Bosa was the top prospect. You and I still, I think, to this very day, have our doubts, right? About Nick Bosa?
Maybe I'm thinking more.
I mean,
more,
he played 3 games in his junior season.
Yeah, he Kyrie Irving'd it.
There has been more information as far as why he cut his Ohio State career short in the middle of the year about that core injury being more severe than it.
Right.
Than people knew
Meyer
about.
Let on, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but you're right. For the most part, yeah, Nick Bosa has been the guy.
Quentin That's been Williams, the camp we've been in.
Yeah, we've been looking at the edge and we've compared to the interior. And then Kyle Murray threw in for a big old wrinkle. that Botox, we couldn't Botox out.
Could not Botox it. But could not Botoxify it.
It's but the fallout from us making our selection, it's really, really interesting because we sent kind of all of the other 31 NFL Locked On podcast kind of scrambling, right? And all the analysts, all the experts that are a part of our team that are so great, Brian Peacock, who does a great job hosting it, Matt Williamson is our main NFL draft guy, Benjamin Solik, who does a great job as far as just the NFL, the draft network. These guys did a great job in basically not laughing in our face after what has transpired over the last couple months with Kyler Murray. Because, I don't want to kind of like boost our own ego here, but I think it took a lot of testicular fortitude to make that pick after what's being reported and what's being speculated upon. But if you look at it, if you kind of follow the tea leaves, if you put on your Sherlock Holmes two-sided hat.
What an ugly hat.
Just
awful choice.
Get your magnifying glass out and look at the clues.
Yeah.
The evidence in the Kyler Murray to the Arizona Cardinals is not as significant as the evidence that they're going to keep Josh Rosen and draft another player number one overall, yeah, whether it's Nick Bosa or Quinnen Williams or trade down.
Right. I mean, the splash effect, the clickbait that could turn into an actual substantive thing is kind of passe now because everybody thinks it's Kyler Murray.
Right.
You know, the trailblazers are the ones that say, oh, it's going to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to try. We've been saying that the correct choice for the Arizona Cardinals moving forward is Nick Bosa since whatever day one started. Since wherever it was, Josh Rosen, he is the stereotypical quarterback who wins Super Bowls. Kyler Murray is not.
He's 6'3", strong arm. Not to say Kyler Murray doesn't have a strong
right
arm, but Josh Rosen, just his makeup, he has the ability to make all the throws. He's also a guy that's known for his intellect, right? His genius. How many times do we hear during the season and the preseason last year of how smart and how quickly Josh Rosen got the grasp of the offense, even though it was just a terrible offense.
Oh, terrible.
It was Mike McCoy who couldn't grasp that, you know, H-back dive that he was calling every other play. But regardless, Josh Rosen is heralded as a very smart, quick kid, and he also developed a rapport in that locker room and showed toughness, all of which that you would have to start over with Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And it's just here it is. I mean, as far as if we're talking about, you know, a crime that was committed, unfortunately, our end, because we have all the facts and we're living it, right? We're right in the backyard of the Arizona Cardinals. We're looking at it as this big, huge, just highly developed Ocean's 11 type crime, when what we could really be dealing with are petty thieves. We really could be. Steve Keim could be just some guy that threw a rock through a window, opened the door, and he's just going to go grab Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
He had his eyes on the prize. Or it could be this big,
elaborate,
huge, elaborate smokescreen.
Yeah. And truth be told, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
And all we know is that the history doesn't bode well for them pulling off this heist. Just put it that way. And for those, before we go to break, for those that don't remember, let me give you a little Josh Rosen lineage refresher. His grandfather started, great-grandfather or grandfather? It's one of the two.
I believe it was his grandfather.
Started the Wharton School of Business at University of Pennsylvania. Okay? Arguably a top three business school in America his grandfather started, number one. Number two, his dad was up for attorney general under the Obama administration. That means, I think he's a spine
I'm
surgeon?
Sorry. It was...
Who was his great-grandfather?
Great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was... Okay, it doesn't matter. But...
It was Joseph Wharton.
Joseph Wharton, okay. His dad was up for attorney general under Obama. Those are two pretty good things to have in your blood as a quarterback or anybody else, for that matter. Alex Lancey, Bo Brock. We will continue this talk about the mock draft that went down. We'll give you a couple picks.
Sure.
You got to go check it out, and we'll talk about it more next Locked On Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Follow him at Bob Brack. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. So we did a mock draft on the Locked On NFL podcast All 32 teams had 3 minutes, broke down their options, and made their decision. For those that couldn't deduce from the first segment, we went away from Kyler Murray.
Yeah, we were a little prudish, right? We weren't. We were kind of teasing the entire first segment. And yeah, we did not select Kyler Murray. So who did we select?
We selected Nick Bosa.
All right. So the next question I think most listeners are going to have, and I think regardless that you're going to hear the answer in this podcast, you need to check out the NFL, the Locked On NFL podcast, the mock draft. It's just fun. It is the best mock I've heard. I mean, I haven't really dabbled in it that much, but I was really enjoying it on the way into work today. And just it felt like you're watching it on ESPN.
Yeah,
it really. And I mean, just the expert analysis, just kind of the fun of wheeling and dealing, the drama, the surprise. It was great. I enjoyed it.
Let's just say we won't tell you where Kyler Murray went. Let's just say it happened via trade.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You're going to be a jerk like that?
Yeah.
All right.
When it comes down to it, Bo, it doesn't matter if it didn't go to the Cardinals.
It is interesting to me that we actually kind of get a glimpse of what could be. Because to me, the biggest question was, hey, if Kyler Murray doesn't go number one overall, and I think this was an indictment against Murray, is how far does he fall?
Right.
Because if other teams aren't viewing him as number one overall, why the hell should the Cardinals be doing that? Just because Cliff Kingsbury loves him? I need a little bit more than that.
How many games does Cliff Kingsbury coach in the NFL?
Zero.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, zero.
So that's why Nick
Hold
Bosa...
on, let me check. Yep, zero.
I'm glad we checked with our sources there. So Nick Bosa, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. You could make a case for both, for Nick Bosa and Kyler Murray in this regard. You bring in Cliff Kingsbury, you draft Nick Bosa because you want to have a stranglehold on the defense to allow a first-year offensive-minded head coach to have at least one side of the football shore up with Vance Joseph at the helm to do their job and give the offense as many opportunities to be on the field. Number one. Number two, you draft Kyler Murray because you're going to double down on Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Keim for the offensive firepower that could potentially execute, could potentially birth on the offensive side of the ball, which would hopefully yield more than 14.1 points per game, which is all the Cardinals scored last year. So there's still a clear-cut, great discussion and great strength for each side of this coin, Nick Bosa or Kyler Murray.
Right.
We just believe moving forward, and I'll speak for Bo here because this is one thing we agree on, that Nick Bosa and Josh Rosen is the surefire package that will yield the most wins the soonest and for longevity purposes for the Cardinals. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say, with the exception, and I think we'll get back to this in echoing what you say, we'll agree on this, that if they got a monster package to get more draft capital, especially talking like multiple first round picks.
That's the only caveat to this whole thing.
Let's take out of the equation the Raiders, because I think it's pretty safe to say they're not interested in Kyler Murray. Are they interested in a Nick Bosa?
That's the question. They could still move up and give two number ones to move up three picks.
Right.
Because you know San Francisco's going to take them if the Cardinals don't.
Yeah, I guess that's the nuance that you would I lost by just viewing it as the Raiders aren't moving up for a quarterback, right? But you're
and, that, and the
you're
crazy
correct.
Part
yeah.
about that, Bo, mm. is that they could draft Kyler Murray at four if they want to at that point.
Yeah.
So that's the whole and this is where it's two theories that are mating to make another theory. All of these things we have no
two
idea. Two theories getting it on, unprotected wise.
Wow.
With the ability to make a whole other theory that's based on two things that may not happen. You know what I mean? This is where the silly season comes into play.
This has gotten really silly.
No, but it's true. But that's Oakland needs an edge rusher.
Yeah. I mean, they just traded away the best one, you know, arguably the best edge rusher in the league in Khalil Mack.
And their team is a lot more fit to have a guy like Khalil Mack now because they have more pieces in place to win.
And they don't have to pay him as much as Khalil
Mack. Exactly.
I
mean, they don't have to pay him $100 million less.
Yeah, it's just a fascinating discussion. I think that nobody knows what's going to happen. Let's get back to that point, right? I think a lot of people believe, you and I believe, that what we hold to be true is the best move for the franchise going forward. And we're going to hear from Steve Keim today. We're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury today. We're probably not going to know anything more than we know right now. It's just going to be them fending off questions today in their pre-draft press conference today at the facility, which I'm going to attend.
Sound bites to make fun of.
Sound bites to make fun of.
Is what we've grown to love here.
It's basically they're going to regurgitate everything that we expect them to say. Is, you know, not necessarily no comment, but they're not going to give us anything about what the conversations with them and Josh Rosen have been, and what them and Kyler Murray and what his representation have been. We're just not going to get any information on that. But I appreciate that.
Why?
Because there's gamesmanship there, right?
This is all predicated on the fact and foundation that they know what they're
right.
doing.
And that's what I was saying as far as the Big Danny Ocean versus the Petty Thief scenario.
I love those movies.
Yeah.
All of them are good.
They're good. I watched Ocean's 8. It was crap. Not a sexist comment. It was just not good.
I love Sandra Bullock.
anyway, it's... just in the last 24 hours, I mean, brushing off the Russell Wilson thing, and congratulations to Danger Russell Wilson becoming the highest paid
quarterback.
Sex? That too. Man, you were getting to that topic a lot this
Well, you see the video segment. That posted? If you look at the video that posted with him and Ciara pretty much post-coital saying, hey, yo, I just got $140 million.
We're going to have Akon in the background saying I just had sex. So on the drive yesterday on Fox Sports 910, we had Kent Summers, who's the most dialed in local Cardinals insider.
Yeah.
Calling this crazy Central Sports. He says it's not a slam dunk, right? As far as Daniel Jeremiah, who we have on the show weekly, who's the NFL Network's lead draft analyst, he tweeted out yesterday, and he said this on the show last week, is his confidence that Kyler Murray is the number one pick is waning from over 90% to now 60-40 that it happens. So now we're getting right back in the camp of 50-50.
Hedging bets
We're hedging bets. And then I read from Albert Breer, the lead writer for the Monday Morning Quarterback over at SI.com. He's saying that he believes Josh Rosen doesn't believe a lot of what his current organization is telling him. He's very guarded right now.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of misdirection here. And if anybody...
You don't think it's just being sloppy?
For like, who? For
the just,
for
just
the organization?
In general. I mean,
yeah, it could be
construed as that. I mean,
it could be a first year NFL coach not knowing how to conduct himself, and it could be Steve Keim continuing to kind of drop the ball as the general manager. Sure, absolutely, that could be part of the equation. But if anybody's going to tell you that they know definitively what's going to happen, I would say that they're wrong.
Agreed. But it's just, and then Benjamin Albright, who's our insider for the Freaks, 1-4 on Fox Sports 910, said this almost a month ago now,
right,
that Kyler Murray has already been told by the Cardinals that they are going to draft him. So whose sources are the best? Are they the same sources? Is this all false advertising with the necessity to be first to a story now? People run with figments more than...
But who has more stake?
We don't know.
I think a guy like Benjamin Albright
has more stake.
But
look at, in Ian Rappaport reported that Antonio Brown was going to the Bills.
I know, but look at what happened after Rap Sheet was, and I'll back Rap Sheet up on that was a true report at the time.
Yeah, all of these are true reports at the time.
They weren't willing to give him a guaranteed money deal, right? But if Ian Rappaport says that, it doesn't happen, it doesn't come to fruition.
Ian Rappaport
isn't going to lose the credibility. If Albright's wrong on this, what happens to him?
Yeah.
Does he get that leash to kind of make other predictions in the future where people are like, well, you were wrong on Kyler Murray. You said
he gets
you're
ripped
changing,
more than
you're
most
You're changing
of them.
It from pencil to pen. Well, but I think that there's some merited skepticism there, right? Because here's a guy in Colorado, right? He does radio in Colorado. And he isn't up there. I would never put him in with the Schefters, the Rappaports, you know, the Pelissaros, the insiders that we know, right? Peter Kings. And I know how sources work. Sources, sometimes you could just know somebody who happens to work for the organization. Like Mike Jarecki broke the story of Frank Beamer from Virginia Tech retiring over anybody that covers the Hokies college football program. And he works in Arizona.
Yeah.
Sourcing is sometimes a weird thing. So could Albright know somebody that was in the right place at the right time? Or just, sure, absolutely. But I have a holy trinity as far as who I trust as far as Arizona Cardinals information.
Rodgers, Breeze, Brady. Got it.
Right. But as far as my Cardinals information goes, I'm going to go with Kent Summers, Ian Rappaport, and probably in the draft scenario, Daniel Jeremiah. And then I'll take what a guy like Benjamin Albright is saying, and I'm like, okay, this guy has a lot to gain and a lot to lose here. I'm going to listen to what he says, and I'm going to take it as a grain of salt. And the same could be said how you feel about Rap Sheet, because you've outlined some places where he hasn't, where what's happened with him hasn't come to fruition. It's just interesting.
So, okay, so for the record, the two people that Bo is backing are on his show. The one guy that I'm backing is on my show. We'll talk about it next, Locked On Cardinals. Wrap it up here, Locked On Cardinals. A line in the sand has been drawn. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. We have our own favorite insiders, and they just happen to be on our respective shows, okay? So when it comes down to it, and Bo and I, we pepper this in, and we have over the last couple months, is nobody knows what the hell is going to happen yet. There is no surefire nothing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Because there are so many teams, even Washington at 15 and Miami at 13, it seems like a far dip. But if you want Kyler Murray and you think he's the guy, you will give away three first-rounders in the future to get him. That's just the going rate for somebody that you want, especially when you have to move up 14 picks to get him. So with all of these things that people are saying, it's only true at the given time, and it's only true until a great offer shows up. And we're not saying it's going to. We're not saying that anything is in the works at this point. The Giants have gone dormant. The Raiders have gone dormant. We haven't heard anything from Washington or Miami that didn't have to do with Josh Rosen and kicking the tires regarding trading for him. 9 days away from the draft, and nobody knows what the hell is going to happen. And this is the time, Bo, correct me if I'm wrong like you always do, this is the time where the smoke and the clouds start to clear a little bit, and we start to see some sort of clarity regarding not necessarily what the Cardinals are going to do, but what the market is for the guys that they could potentially draft regarding trading. And we just haven't seen any of that yet.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I think it's probably a day later than usual because we had all the Russell Wilson nonsense yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was less than 24 hours of just absolute absurdity. And then, yes, you're right. I think today the clouds are clearing up, and we'll start to kind of see who are really going to be the true players. We're going to start having a couple of these things like it's going to happen today in Tempe with Steve Keim, Cliff Kingsbury, the Cardinals brass meeting with the media. Could something slip out? That's the reason we go and cover these things. But otherwise, it's going to be business as usual. We're going to come back here speculating more.
What part
tomorrow.
Of you wishes that they would just say, we're shopping the first pick, or we're drafting Nick Bosa, or we're drafting Kyler Murray? Because at this point, Josh Rosen's stock isn't going to get any higher.
Right. Well, let's see what they say if their comments today echo those of what Peter King reported yesterday, is that nothing is off the table as far as the Cardinals are concerned. That it could be Kyler number one, it could be Josh Rosen going forward, it could be Nick Bosa, it could be trading for a package of picks. It's
because now, Bo,
and here we are, the same place we were.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the season,
with the interview that Steve Keim did, where he said Josh Rosen is our quarterback for sure for now.
That's going to be the interesting thing to see today. Is he going to be a little bit more buttoned up with what he's saying?
Because if he goes total cloudiness, where it's like, you know, we're going to weigh our options and we're going to do all this stuff.
Yes, if he's vague as far as the status of Josh Rosen. But it's very possible that he does, because it could continue the conversation. It could continue. Maybe it builds up a market for Josh Rosen. Maybe it continues to build up the market
for
number one.
Haven't they tried that already?
You got to play this thing out. You're on a hole 17 right now. You're Tiger Woods in the Masters.
Watch it. You're Francisco Molinari at 12 is where you are where you have been.
Hey, I mean, Steve Keim is very similar to Tiger Woods, where he hasn't really done anything lately before, you know,
except really for getting a DUI.
Well,
there you go.
Very similar. Similar both of which, more ways than one. I think tomorrow, this is something I was kicking around today, and I'd love to do it tomorrow.
Yes.
Is back to the future Cardinals draft. And we'll use all three segments tomorrow. Scenarios of our reaction. We'll go back to the future where we're reacting to the Cardinals drafting Kyler Murray number one. The Cardinals not drafting Kyler Murray number one, going like Nick Bosa, and then the Cardinals trading picks. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right.
We're going to do all of that and more.
We're going back to the future.
I haven't seen any of them except for the third one. Cliffhanger. Check you tomorrow.
Serious?
Check you tomorrow. Locked On Cardinals.
I'm done with this podcast.